Square One, this is Andy.
Hi, Andy. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
I'm good. How about yourself?
Oh, I'm doing excellent. Thank you for asking. I appreciate that. So what's going on? I understand that you recently signed up with us, and now you're having some second thoughts and wanting to cancel?
Yes, essentially, the reason for that is just an oversight on my own. We're already paying a company to handle what we've actually hired you guys to do, and
okay.
We see no need in the overlap, paying two people to do the same thing kind of thing. What it is we're working with a company called Real Work Labs.
Okay.
And they're doing some SEO work for us that I thought we were needing your services for, but it was just a misinformation on my part.
Okay, so I want to let you know that I went to the verification department earlier, and I asked them who is listed on your Google business page as a manager, and it says that we're managers. Ron Justice is a manager, and Square One is the primary owner. So Real Work Labs is not even on your Google business page, so they can't be doing anything as far as SEO services, right? So when we bring a client on board, if they already have a Google business page, then we just have them add us as a manager, right?
Right, and I'm the one that did that for you.
Exactly.
For us, whatever.
Exactly, but if they, let's say that Real Work Labs created a duplicate for you, which, again, we didn't even find a duplicate, then that would throw up a red flag with Google and hurt your rankings. So I honestly don't know what you're paying that company for. You could be throwing the money down the toilet if they're not even on your Google business page. There's no way they could be programming it and doing SEO services. Now, did they host your website or anything like that? Or
they do not. We've actually got a company that we work with that we purchased our leaf protection from that has a team that's been doing our
website. Right?
Hosting and management, but to be honest, we're fairly fresh with them in the game as well. We just had to get away from a company that had been not doing us a good job.
Okay. Who was that?
Surefire Local.
Okay. What I would recommend is, you know, take them off, because they're listed as an owner on the page, and then you and I both are managers.
I did
managers.
Take them off already. Oh, on the website.
Yeah, no, on the Google business page.
I took them off last time I was on it.
Let me send you a screenshot of this. What our verification department sent me is that they're the primary owner of the page, and so you might have taken them off, but it didn't stick because you're only a manager, and they're the owner of the page. But if you're not working with them anymore, I mean, they have no reason to, like,
we terminate them, and they're still putting stuff on our Facebook as well, nothing aggressive, but they've also got some call tracking numbers on our website that people call or click on to text or call me,
mm-hmm.
and it's going to that old call tracking number, and I'm just getting a generic notification from Surefire saying that I've got a new call or text or whatever, and then when I open that up, it just says, sorry, this page cannot be accessed, more or less, like an error. So people aren't even really able to contact me through our website when they click on that number because Surefire's call tracking number is still on there, but I have made an order this morning through the girl that hosts our website to make those changes and provisions, but more or less what we're trying to do right now is clean this whole thing up. And we don't want to be paying more people than we need to be doing one certain thing or a group of things, more or less. But all I was saying with you guys this morning was, as of right now, we want to pause and not do anything further with you guys until we know more certain what we're doing and not continue to pay that monthly fee. And if we need to cancel, then we'll just cancel. But if there's a way to pause it until we know indefinitely that we do or do not need your services any further, then we're willing to entertain that pause as well.
I'm more concerned about this Google business profile.
This is my brother Ronnie. He's the other account.
Oh, hi, Ronnie. Hi, nice to meet you. My name's Tina. Yeah, I'm concerned about the Google business profile too, because we're the ones that are managing it. And if you look at it and you see the number on there, 931-345-9815, that's the call tracking number that Local Splash provided for you. So that's good news. That means that the other company, I don't know where they posted their call tracking number, but it's not on the Google business page anymore, which is great. And as far as I saw earlier, it's not on your website. So I think you just have your direct lines on the website.
Now, when you click on the roofing on our website, it does show that call tracking number next to
next to roofing? Oh, okay, because on this
one
it has
Ronnie's number misrepresented as well.
Is there a 510-8680 number?
That's his, correct.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, I only see this number and that number, but I don't see the call tracking numbers, which is good. They might have it out there on some directories or something like that, but I don't see it on the website. So you're good to go there. But I'll tell you both this only because, you know, we've been doing this for 21 years and I've been with the company for 14 years. There's a lot of Mickey Mouse companies out there that don't know what they're doing and they don't have a premier partnership with Google. And I don't know if RealWorks Labs is one of them or not. I personally haven't heard of that company. But if they're charging you money and telling you that they're doing programming on the Google page, pretty much they're blatantly lying about that because they don't have access to it. So they can't, do anything.
I don't know that they've made that direct statement, but it was our understanding that they would be doing SEO work for us. So
mm-hmm.
I guess it's just you're talking about Ronnie and Andy Justice here, some gutter and siding and roofing management guys.
I understand.
That run a business of our kind. We're very green in the technology world and the social media and SEO. And, you know, we can get lost real quick in the lingo. We're trying to educate ourselves as quick as possible, but obviously not fast enough because we have drained a lot of dollars with other companies. There's probably three other companies. We do feel like RealWorks Labs is legit and they're trying to do some good stuff for us. We just haven't been with them long enough to quite get it all the way, the whole ball of wax rolling yet, but we have probably spent $10,000 to $15,000 or more. I know we have. With two other companies especially, and they can't drive our name to the top of the search engine on Google searches. They can't get the phone to ring like they claim they can. It's just, we've been in business for 30 plus years ourselves, and we know that most of the customers that are calling us currently are basically due to our strong local name that we've built over the years, and not really much hinged on the technical side of this thing here. We just, nothing's been working because we do organic searches ourselves, type in gutter companies, roofing companies near us, and we do pull up pretty good on guttering.
Yep.
But roofing, we're lost.
Yep.
And we're just tired of that. We shouldn't be, as a reputable company with a good name and that's does solid work and with spending money with companies that claim they can drive us to the top and not doing it, we're just sitting here scratching our heads wondering where we got lost. I mean, something obviously isn't working right. But RealWorks Labs, they have never made the claim that they are taking over or managing our Google business page and doing programming for us that way. But I do feel like that is something that we definitely need to remedy rather quickly.
Well, yeah, because, if they're not doing SEO, then it's not overlapping with what we're doing. And you need this service because first page placement on Google for all of your keywords takes 45 to 60 days. Now, industry standard is 90 days, but we're a premier partner, so we do it in only 45 to 60 days. You guys are 3 weeks in with us, which means that you're right at the cusp of where this is going to explode. Get your phone ringing, get you guys ranking in the roofing keywords, and, bring you those new clients. So if you were to pause or cancel this, if you recall, in the terms and conditions that you acknowledge with your e-signature, it requires a $597 early termination fee. That early termination fee is only applicable during the first 3 months, or the first 90 days. So what I would recommend, especially since I don't see a conflict on the Google Business page, is probably stick it out for the second and the third month, because if you cancel it on the fourth month, which I'm confident that you won't, because by then you're going to be fully functional and getting client calls and you're going to want to keep it, right? But let's say that you did, then it would be free to cancel it at that time or to pause it, right? Because you're past the 90 days. One thing I could do for you, because thank you for explaining to me like all of this marketing that you've been doing and all the dollars that have been going out, because I understand that if you're spending that much money and you're working with so many companies, I mean, then it becomes harder to even make a return on it, right? So one thing you can do is your program includes $200 worth of extra Facebook ads. We could shave that down to just $100, meaning, you know, your second and your third month, you'd only be paying $299. And, you know, my objective in doing that is that, you know, yes, Facebook ads are necessary. You need to do the social media marketing too. But as far as return on investment, Google dominates with that, meaning 87% of consumers will hire off the first page of Google. So once you're ranking in all those keywords, who knows, you know, maybe, you know, after your third month, you don't even need the Facebook ads anymore. But that's a way where you can definitely make things a little bit more affordable and, you know, still benefit from, you know, the package that you're paying for.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, I do hear you, and I might have been absent the reminder of the $597 termination fee, but at this point, that would even be a win if that solved our problem. But I do agree that staying on board for at least another 2 months and kind of seeing this and observing the results a little bit more further, and, you know, here in a few weeks when you guys have had a chance to really start doing your thing, I'm okay with that, as long as it directly does not conflict with Real Work Labs, who we've been doing business with before you guys. And is there any sort of confusion for us, you know, when people are trying to find us? Is your algorithm interacting with their algorithm in a negative way or anything like that? As long as that's not happening, we're totally fine with staying on board with you guys.
Okay.
For at least
yes.
That much longer, if not.
Yeah, if not even long. Yeah, I know. Yeah, no one cancels on profit. But once this starts working, you're probably going to want to keep it. But I want to let you know that absolutely not. Real Work Labs is not listed on your Google listing in any way, shape, or form. And you guys can even log into it yourself, and you can look at who's on there as an owner and a manager, and they're not on there. One thing that they could be doing for you, if they said anything about placement or search engine optimization or anything like that, they could be doing possibly Google pay-per-click ads, or they might be doing local service ads on Google for you. Now, we offer both of those services, but that's not a part of your package. You have the local SEO package, which is where we, you know, program that Google business page to show in a spotlight position on the first page so it can bring you clients. So that's the mm-hmm. good news. So since you're continuing, Andrew, I just wanted to ask you, do you want to continue with the $399 package and do 200 of Facebook ads each month, or would it make more sense to cut that down to the 100 in the Facebook ads? What are you thinking? Either way, you're not going to get charged again until, let me see what your billing cycle is.
Just leave the plan like it is.
Leave it
right
like
now,
it is.
So it's
okay.
Not hindering us in any way, so we're not dialing back anything, so to speak, until we intentionally do so, if we
okay.
do so.
You got it. Okay. So I'll make sure that
we're
everything
not concerned
stays
about $100. Not that we don't care about $100, but in the grand scheme, $100, we don't want to take a chance of not getting full capacity from anybody that we're hiring right now.
Yep. And do me this favor. If you talk to Real Work Labs and you find out that they are not doing the Google pay-per-click ads or the Google local service ads, let me know, because you would be an excellent candidate for an upgrade into the the local service ads. I wouldn't recommend the Google paid ads, and here's why. We offer those for big corporations that have tens of thousands of dollars in the marketing budget each month, because they're very, very expensive, right? And how they work is, let's say that you gave a company like that $1,000 and the pay-per-click rate is $100 a click. You go up on the first page, and after only 10 people click on you, you rotate off and someone else rotates on. So, yes, they have a purpose. They're excellent for the big companies with the big marketing budgets, because they'll put enough into it to make a return. But for you, I wouldn't recommend it. The local service ads on Google is the brand new program that they released about 2 years ago, where it's a pay-per-lead program. It used to be called Google Guaranteed, because it's a lead that would come exclusively to you. And in order to participate, you'd have to pass a background check. So you guys are licensed and insured and all of that good stuff, right?
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Okay, I figured, yeah. So as long as you don't have any felonies within the last 7 years, which I'm sure you don't, or anything like that, you'll pass that background check with flying colors. And then, actually, for Tennessee roofing, it's only requiring a 100,000 certificate of insurance and no license requirements. So that's good. I'm going to put that in your notes. So that'll help you, you know, pass the background check even quicker. And then once you pass the background check, they only charge $58.67 per lead. So we would call you and say, okay, you know, congratulations, you passed the background check. We want to activate your budget to run the leads, which would equal 13 leads within the month, or $765. Now, that $765 acts like an escrow account, so you don't have to take 13 leads. You take on as many or as little leads as you want, and then the next month you just pay to replenish the bucket. So let's say you know, on top of your first page placement on Google, you get four big jobs and that keeps you sufficed. Then the next month you just pay for the four leads that you took. And people are telling us that this is the highest revenue generating program that they've tried in anything online, because how it differs from a typical lead service is, number one, if you get the lead from Google, it exclusively comes to you. Google is not interested in selling leads to multiple businesses, okay? Secondly, if you get a lead from the Google Guaranteed program, we monitor it and we make sure that you only get charged for it if it's a valid lead within your category. So let's say someone calls you off of that section and they say, hey, we're wondering if you guys are hiring. We want to get some roofing work. Well, you're not going to pay for that. That's not a lead, right? Or let's say that they call you and they say, hey, can you do a roof installation with new gutters for me and I'm in Las Vegas? Well, you're not going to pay for that, because that's not your service area. So, you know, that's what people are telling us are the major benefits to it, because I guess with the other lead services, you know, they may or may not provide credits for a bogus lead, but they absolutely don't manage it for them, and it becomes, you know, very difficult to manage it and see, you know, which leads are valid and which leads are not, and we do that for you automatically, you know, behind the scenes. So, you know, if you ever wanted to add that on, and even if you wanted to add it now, you'd be eligible for it, because you already have at least 5-star reviews on the Google page. You would just pay the one-time application fee of $250 to, you know, get that background check started. So, you know, you might want to check with them first and see if that's a piece that they have started with you, because if that's the case, that's perfectly fine. It wouldn't conflict with this, but it is an upgrade to this if you ever wanted to utilize it. If they're not doing it, then we can absolutely add it on for you here.
All right. Well, thank you for informing me of that very much.
Of course.
The call and the information. And we're going to take a couple deep breaths here.
Oh.
And we're going to evaluate, and we are going to speak with Real Work Labs and see what we do need to continue to do. And if we need to make any changes, we'll have the knowledge to do so.
And, you know, the one good thing that came out of all of this is you now know that it is conflicting as far as the local SEO goes to have more than one company working on it. So, you know, sometimes those companies are tricky, and they make you feel like if you have two or three companies working on it, you're going to get double or triple the results. But as you know now, it actually conflicts and it hurts you, right? So once you get things squared away with Real Work Labs and you know exactly what it is that they provide, moving forward, if anyone else calls you and they say you need anything done to the Google Business page, we have a security question and answer on file, which is, just so you both know, I don't know which mother's maiden name it is, but the answer is mother's maiden. Oh, actually, your brother, so it would be the same, right?
Correct.
Yeah, mother's maiden name, and the answer is Fowler. So if anybody calls you from Local Splash and they're a valid employee, you can ask them, hey, do you confirm the security question and answer on file? And if they can't, then politely hang up the phone, because that's not a Local Splash employee. And I tell you that because sometimes those companies are tricky, and they'll call you and they'll make you think that you're dealing with Local Splash, and then at the end of it, oh, by the way, we need more money to update the Google listing, and, you know, once you do that, now you have another conflicting company involved, right?
Right.
So moving forward, just anyone that calls you, you know, if it's not RealWorks and they're doing services that don't conflict with us, you know, then that's great. And then if they're not Local Splash, then you don't really need anything else at this point, because you have all of that online presence already covered. You know what I mean?
I do. I sure do.
Excellent.
Thank you very
okay.
much for that.
You're welcome. You're welcome. And my name's Tina. I'm at extension 777. So, you know, you're welcome to use me as a point of contact. If you ever have any questions or concerns, you can, you know, call in and either ask for Tina or put in that 777, and it'll ring directly to my desk. And then I'll send you an email on that upgrade that I was recommending, just so that you have, you know, all of the information for down the road when you're ready. Okay?
Perfect. Thank you so
okay.
much.
Oh, you're welcome. I enjoyed talking to both of you, and I'll make sure they continue with the service. And in the meantime, have a really great rest of your week, too, okay?
Absolutely. Thank uh-huh. you as
Thank
well.
You.
You're welcome. It was nice talking to both of you. Okay, take
nice
care now.
Nice talking to you, too.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.